Skid Row Studios.
You're listening to 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 Skid Row Studios.
Skid Row Studios.
We're listening to Skid Row Studios.
I'm not doing it with you.
Please do it with me.
Fuck that.
Can you please have sex with me?
At Skid Row Studios?
At Skid Row Studios.
Maybe.
You are listening to Grand Theft Audio with the kings of internet radio, Jake Belcher, Grant Thoman.
Right on top, 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 right on top.
You are right on time for a brand new Grand Theft Audio Radio. This is Jake Belcher.
And I'm Brant Thoman.
And we welcome you to Fuck Around Fridays here on Skid Row Studios.
Yep, we're sorry we missed you yesterday. We had some issues that came up that didn't allow us to broadcast. And the guests that we were supposed to have in, we are going to have in next week.
Yeah, so, hey, that makes it easier to book one day, right?
Absolutely.
One less day of work to do.
Exactly. Or at least when it comes to the booking part of it.
Yeah, which, you know, it was really not that hard. I mean, I have so many people out to say, oh, next week, next week, next week,
right.
Next week. So it all comes together and works. So, I'm Jake Belcher.
And I'm Brant Thoman.
And we have a couple of guests for you live in studio that will be joining us today. We have our OG co-host, Mr. Carl Kozlowski.
Yeah, he'll be coming in to do his entertainment report and report on all the movies that are opening up this weekend.
Which I don't think there's a lot of choices.
No, there really aren't. If you look through the LA Times today in the calendar section, there's only one movie that is like a of major release, and it doesn't look like any other studio is going up against them.
Which is probably smart.
Yep.
The first blockbuster of the summer is always so anticipated.
Mm-hmm. And this is a blockbuster that's already made $250 million worldwide. Because they released it 2 weeks ago throughout the country, throughout the world, and have already racked up $250 million.
And now all those people can go see it again because in their versions, they get the new ending after the credits as well this weekend.
So they didn't have the original little teaser. So nobody knew what it was until today.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good. That's good to know. At least there was something saved for the Americans. All of 3 minutes of that film was saved specifically for us first.
The teaser scene, I already know what it is. It's about 10 seconds long.
Of course it is.
And to me, it sounds very disappointing. I don't know how it works in the context of the film.
Right.
But it sounds boring as hell.
Is it the next Iron Man?
No. I won't give away what it is on the air because I don't want to ruin it for any of our listeners.
I understand.
I'll tell you off the air.
That's fine. I'll ask.
Okay, both of us hit our mute buttons.
Okay.
And I'll tell you. Then you can give me your response to it. But don't give it away what it is, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I just gave it to you.
Okay, that's what they had to secretly sneak out and film
just
after the American press premiere.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, does that seem like it's an amazing twist at the end to you? Or
no, yes, what a twist.
Yeah, it's apparently a example of Josh Whedon's humor.
Ah.
And I mean, that doesn't mean that I'm not going to go see it.
Right. I just don't think I'm going to go see it this weekend.
Just too many people out there.
I'm not a big fan of being like piled on top of each other with so many people around to see a movie.
Well, it depends on the people.
Yeah,
and let's say that we had a whole group of people from our Wednesday guests, like Max Hardcore's girls.
Right, right.
Then
of course,
you want to get piled into those people.
Right, exactly. Please stack them on top of me as much as you'd like. Or unless I'm going to go see it like at the Gold Class Cinemas in Pasadena, but I'm not going to go spend $45 for a ticket and. Then another $45 on drinks, and then another $45 on food.
It's not as bad for me because I don't really like to drink, but their drinks are very expensive there.
Yeah. But even their sodas are not inexpensive.
Oh,
so a couple of sodas are going to put you back $10 to $12.
Yeah.
So, but still, it's a great environment because once again, you're only got maybe 80 people tops in that room with you. So it definitely makes it feel a little more intimate and a little more, for what I prefer to seeing movies, I don't like packed houses. I know a lot of people get off on having that energy, but me, I like to have the place, you know, filled but sparsely, where I can actually have a seat between me and whoever I'm with so that I can put my popcorn down or my nachos or my soda pop.
I usually go with my wife, so I don't get the spot between me and the person that I'm with.
Of course not.
You know, that's a little bit of a foreign concept to me, but I can see where there's some advantage to it.
Indeed.
Okay, so our other guest this hour is going to be, for his second time here at Skid Row Studios, Mr. Luke Curry.
Yes.
And that dude is hilarious. And
he'll be in around the top of the second hour, right?
Yeah, roughly in that area.
Awesome.
So we should be good on others.
Indeed. We got some funny people coming in. And yeah. Carl.
And Carl. which is about the nicest way that I can put that. No, I'm sure he'll be fine. In small doses, I'm good with him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I can take him every day again.
Right. The one day a week was tough to begin with. But
no doubt.
Looking forward to having him in because we haven't seen him since last week with the George Wendt interview, which was quite nice. So
today is also a pseudo holiday.
Yes.
You have today is the day before the five flavors of mayonnaise.
It's the Cinco de Mayos.
Cinco de Mayo. Like, that means there's five different flavors of mayonnaise.
Right. There's the light. There's the fat-free. There's the one that's made with olive oil.
Sun-dried tomato.
There's the sun-dried tomato. And then, of course, the original. So the five mayos.
I'm not sure why Mexicans are very excited about that. Like, as far as I know, I've never put mayonnaise on, like, a burrito or a...
No.
I have on a taco. We had this tradition in our house. And it was, like, you save the best taco for last.
Okay.
And how do you make the best taco? Little bit of mayonnaise on your taco.
Interesting.
Effing delicious.
Well, it is just kind of an aioli, so I can understand how that would actually really work nicely. Not a lot. I mean, just a nice little, if you had it in a squeeze bottle, a nice little line of it right on top of the meat, and then the rest of the toppings, delicious.
It's so tasty. And that was like, once you had your mayonnaise taco, you were done. I mean, that was no more tacos for you because you've decided that this is my last taco.
And
put some mayonnaise on it.
That's what's going to be the best.
Yep. But it also has another meaning today.
Yes.
Today is May 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And May 4th is kind of sounds like May the 4th.
Mm-hmm. Be with you.
Be with you. So Star Wars Day.
It's the unofficial. Hopefully they'll make an actual national Star Wars Day, and it should be May the 4th.
I can dig that idea.
I mean, it has had such a compelling push on the creativity of the United States and in creation of like the technology that's used in Star Wars and in Star Trek. I mean, we're seeing all that stuff slowly come to fruition here in the early part of the 21st century. It's only a matter of time before we're traveling at light speed or faster.
Well, we already have the holograms, like from Princess Leia. That came this year with Tupac.
Yep. Or even it's practically a holodeck. They're almost solid. So, I mean, it's just a matter of time before we're all in a holodeck like it was in Star Trek.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
I think everyone would just have like a beach seating scene that they hung out on or something. I don't know why you'd want to be in any place stressful.
Right. Either beach or maybe by a lake, or if you're a big fan of like creeks and such, like sitting next to a nice little river, maybe floating down it. That's always fun.
I could dig that. I didn't really read a lot of comic books and stuff, mm-hmm. but I remember there was X-Men, mm-hmm. and they had like a hollow deck room in it, right?
They had a training facility that used both holograms and a moving...
Now, did they use that only for training, or did they ever make like a... it's a beautiful beach.
No, they usually had access to like really cool vehicles like a supersonic jet, and they could just fly to wherever it was. Or some of them actually could just like teleport to wherever it is they wanted to go. They could actually be in that real place. So
I guess that does kind of take the fun out of making a virtual version of it to hang out in.
Well, I mean, if you have the access to actually go and live it in real life, wouldn't you do it? Now, I understand on a spaceship you can't do that. So, yeah, I would imagine that a lot of people have like a beach sequence or, you know, some kind of just relaxing, you know, getaway spot. Yes, a fishing hole or something.
Okay, so today not only is May 4th Star Wars Day, mm-hmm. You know, we usually like to do the recap of what holidays
right.
are today. I'm totally sad that we missed one yesterday, though. Yesterday was National Lumpy Rug Day.
Lumpy Rug Day.
Yeah, where you celebrate your lumpy rugs and what they do for you.
It's a national day.
They try. I mean, it's not like a federal holiday.
Well, no. But the federal government recognizes today as...
There has been a proclamation, and today is recognized. Yesterday was recognized as Lumpy Rug Day.
Wow. Do you have a lumpy rug?
I do not. So I would have a hard time celebrating.
I don't. Yeah, I wouldn't be able to enjoy
the only way
the celebration.
The only way that a lumpy rug is good is if it's a bearskin rug, which has like the lumps of the paws and
sure.
the skull. And otherwise, why would anybody even want that? Barely makes any sense.
It doesn't make any sense at all to me.
Okay, so today is also Bird Day.
Bird Day. As in
bird
like the song?
Bird Day.
Or is it like in the song, bird, bird, bird is the word. Is
it's
that
very
it today?
Possible.
That'd be awesome.
Maybe you can get someone to play along with you because it is also International Tuba Day.
Awesome.
That would be your
just a
bird music.
500 guys with tubas playing all at once.
I went to a tuba Christmas once.
Yes, you did go to a tuba Christmas.
It was so cool.
Was it?
Yeah, I mean, you really feel the bass of it and like the...
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it shook the air around you.
Yeah, they are powerful instruments. There's no doubt. Okay, we also have National Candied Orange Peel Day.
Oh.
Have you even ever had a candied orange peel?
I believe I have.
I got a unpleasant candied treat this last weekend.
Oh, really? What did you get to try that was candied?
So I went to the Red, White, and Blues in Pasadena for a jazz night for a birthday. And they used as garnishes on every plate that we got, candied carrots.
Interesting. How did those come out?
Way too sweet. Mm-hmm. Because carrot, you don't think about it, but it's a really sweet flavor.
It already starts off with a relatively sweet taste to it, yes.
And it was not my favorite.
Yeah, that doesn't sound...
I don't think any of us actually finished our, 3 to 4 inch sliver of candied carrot. We all...
Oh, that's, that tastes good.
Well, I've tried that.
Yeah, that tasted good that one time, but I don't think I'll try it again. No, thank you.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on that. Our last two for the day is Renewal Day.
No, does that mean where I have to go out and get my license renewed and my car insurance renewed? And
the idea behind it is Renewal Day is an absolutely spectacular day. It's a day of new and old beginnings. Things get old and out of sorts, and we lose touch with friends, loved ones, and relationships. For whatever reason, we let it go. Well, whatever it is, today is the day to renew it, rejuvenate it, and bring the spark back into it.
Wow, that's pretty deep. This is from the proclamation?
Yeah.
Nice.
And they suggest to renew on Renewal Day. Now, it doesn't have to be limited to these things. You can renew like your nail colors, your hair colors and styles. You can work on your figure and try to get yourself back into shape. How about you go and you put a fresh new varnish on your hardwood floors? The shine on your car, your suggestion of a driver's license, and your favorite magazine subscriptions. Renew them all.
Wow.
I don't know who put together this day. Sounds like it's a National Publishers Clearinghouse thing or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they sell magazines, right? I think that is like how they actually make money.
Yes. By selling magazine subscriptions. You don't have to buy to enter the contest. And you don't actually get a better chance of winning, but they want you to buy. There's got to be a couple of magazines there that are only 50 cents a copy.
I'm sure
that's 79% off the newsstand price, which because we're all still going to newsstands.
That's how people roll. The last day that is seen and acknowledged today is Space Day and International Space Day.
Oh, that's good.
So that kind of works with the Star Wars.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Okay,
an even better reason to like make it Star Wars Day, a National Star Wars Day.
Yeah, that totally works.
We got to get Dianne Feinstein or Barbara Boxer on that.
Okay, so for this weekend, for people who are going to be sad that they are not listening to us, the other events that are going on this weekend, we already covered Cinco de Mayo.
Yay.
Saturday is also Oyster Day.
Nice.
And Beverage Day.
Beverage Day. Well, that coincides with Cinco de Mayo.
That works out pretty well, too. National Tourist Appreciation Day.
Tourist Appreciation Day?
Tourist. Yeah, like we should here in L.A., we should stand outside of Disneyland and look for people with...
Are you from out of town? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are you from here in California? No? Well, thank you for coming. You are from California. Well, thank you anyway. You're a tourist.
So then on Sunday, We have National Nurses Day, which goes hand in hand with No Diet Day.
So it's the one day you shouldn't be dieting?
Yeah, like you should just do whatever you want. It encourages people to appreciate the bodies that they have. You can kind of consider it like a backlash against little and thin people.
Oh, okay.
It's meant for the hefty fellows. We will have to make sure that Carl knows and that we give him a Sizzler coupon because for their all-you-can-eat steaks, salads.
The salad bar.
Salad bar.
Here's the thing. The experience we had with him at Sizzler that one time was like, why did you grab a plate for the salad when it just all wound up on the tray itself? Why didn't you just give yourself a tray full of salad?
I think you're allowed to do that.
Well, I mean, if you're allowed to go, it's a never-ending salad bar. If you want to go back for seconds, why can't I just pile my firsts and my seconds on my tray and go through it all, and then I'll get onto the entree?
Good point.
That's just the way I saw it, because there was so much salad, and so much of it wound up on the tray. It was kind of funny. Like, wow.
Yeah, he's gross to eat with.
Big plate.
He is gross to eat with. So I was trying to find a flyer for a show on Saturday night to tell people to get out to. I wonder if she knows it well enough to be able to pitch it on the air. Hey, Sonia. I'm sure she'll.
I think she's grabbing one for us.
Sorry, we should have been prepared to pimp that show before, but we're going to do it right now. You can head on it. You got the flyer.
All right, we've got Drinco de Mayo, Saturday, May 5th. That's tomorrow, of course.
Drinco de Mayo.
Los Globos at 3040 West Sunset Boulevard in Silver Lake. It's $6, free before noon. They've got
so you can get your drink on real early.
Yep, and they got three stages of music. They got the France stage, the Mexico stage, and the Fiesta patio. The Fiesta patio sounds pretty awesome. I love anything that's called a patio.
With a French stage?
Yeah, there's the France stage, which Voice on Tape, the Vim Dicta, Los Comatas, and a lot of bands that I've never heard of, but I like the Pool Honeys and DJ Santi Michael. Not
probably have the best music.
So, and then the Mexico stage, we got Tapioca and the Flea, LA Witch Santoros, John Carpenter, Bastidas, Plague.
Bastidas, all right.
Plague Vendor, Wild Pack of Canaries, East of the River, Cab 20, and La Mui Mui. So lots of great music that's going to be played tomorrow night or tomorrow afternoon and into the evening. So from noon to 8 p.m.
And it's thrown by a fellow show here on Skid Row Studios, the Pinata Hour.
The Pinata Hour. And you can go to the pinatahour.com/LDV to check out more information. It also says, hey, from noon to 8, first 100 get free beer darts tickets.
All right.
So that sounds like that could be fun. I like beer. I like darts. Together, that sounds like it'll be a blast.
That's a good combo for you.
Indeed.
Okay, we are at our first break of the day. I think we're going to play another track from our Band of the Week, which unfortunately we're sorry that because yesterday's cancellation, we didn't get a chance to get live in studio, but we have rescheduled them for.
They're going
to
be back on Monday. So Monday morning in the first hour, they're going to be in. That's The Future in 1989, and this is their track. Which one is this?
Memory Bank.
Memory Bank, nice.
Hold keys like janitors, throw D's on that bitch, bought her tits like Pamela. Spend the whole day trying to take all my stamina. Never that, still got more for Tamara. Push a sex game, no amateur, I come clean. J-Root damaged the scene. The coupe got a mind of its own like Christine. Murder in the block, half past blind, a motherfucker be the time on the watch.
I erase those names from my memory banks. I erase those names. I erase those names from my memory banks. I erase those names. I wanna rock
maybe something, but actually it's maybe nothing.
Grand Theft Audio, this is Jake Belcher.
And I'm Brand Thoman.
And hey, we got another hour and a half of action-packed show for you.
Indeed.
But I wanted to start off on a piece of news that happened, I guess, on Wednesday, but we didn't get to talk about it yesterday again.
Right.
And that was the passing of Junior Seau,
mm-hmm.
USC legend, NFL great. I mean,
12-time Pro Bowler. Six-time
All-League first team. I mean, the guy was incredible.
An amazing, amazing football player. 20 years in the NFL alone.
He decided to shoot himself through his chest and take his own life. The speculation on why he shot himself through the chest is because
he wants us to have us to scan his brain and see what kind of damage has occurred over what I would imagine would be about a 30-year football career.
Probably in that range.
I mean, if you're starting in high school, if he's not playing peewee. And he starts as a freshman football player and working your way up, figure from 13 to 43. He's been out of the league for what, 2 years now?
Yeah, in that range.
So a 28-year football career. And
the dude played rough. I'm sure that he gave himself more concussions than other people gave him.
Yeah, and linebackers take a lot of repetitive hits in that game. It was about a year and a half ago that he drove his Porsche off the embankment along PCH.
No, I never
or the really, 101. Excuse me.
I never really understood why they thought that was a suicide attempt. Like the police investigated it, like he was trying to kill himself. Then.
Right. Yeah, I think it had to do with his family might have realized that there was some depression going on. It's possible that when they came to his aid, or when aid came to him, he was unresponsive to it, like as if he was dead to it. I don't know. I don't recall everything, but yes, they did look at it a little bit as could this have been him trying to take his own life.
Man, you just look at the impact that he had on campus at SC, where he still continues to have scholarships that mm-hmm. that he funds, where his impact down in San Diego and Oceanside, where he was not only just a megastar, who brought tons of money into the economy by making sure that his team made it to the Super Bowl. I mean, he had a huge impact.
Yeah.
Just the things he would do in the community. I mean, there was hardly any organizations around that he didn't do one event for a year, like trying to help the blind kids in hospitals. I mean, just so many different groups that he worked with trying to make the community better. You got to tip your hat to a guy like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All the charity work that he did. He's from Oceanside. He's a local boy. He's a local hero. And he continued to live down there after his career. It's a shame that, we all know that repetitive head injuries can lead to severe depression in people. And it's really a shame that he wasn't able to seek some help in that area, because it seems like it's probably something that was really bothering him to actually take his life in the way that he did.
Yeah. Did you watch any of the press conferences with the family?
No, I'm kind of glad I didn't. Everything I've heard so far, it just seemed like the news was just hounding over it, over the family.
Well, since I kind of consider us to be newsmen, it's almost like... It's worth listening to. I mean, she really is just...
This is his mother, correct?
Yeah. And she is so just beyond heartbroken here. And she takes a kind of a couple of little weird turns in the middle of it, but it's worth listening to. Play, sucker. Okay, I'm going to wait a second for it to come up. I'm gonna hit play.
When a bio...
Okay. Mute... Play. I'm going to tell my story here in the middle of this time.
Okay.
So when I, this was my connection to Junior Seau and why I always really considered him to just be a great guy. When I got out of high school, one of my first jobs that I got was for a company called Audiences Unlimited. And it was this great job where you worked as a page for these different TV shows. One of the best ones I had was I went out to Palm Springs and I worked for the NFL All-Star Challenge right after... The San Francisco 49ers had met the San Diego Chargers in the Super Bowl.
Right.
And at the time, I mean, I got along with my grandfather, but I didn't get along with him that great. And, I mean, not to the point that we really have like a huge connection over things.
Right.
And he was always calling me the dumb kid who wasn't going to do anything. It was a little antagonistic on his side.
Right.
So he comes out, because he lives out in Palm Springs, he comes out to the set, and he hadn't been there like an hour before Junior Seau walked up to me, and he'd met me the day before, and he treated me like this awesome guy that was helping out and doing what I could do. And then my grandfather was there, and he got to come over and meet him. And Junior Seau made me look like an important person to my grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
And I can never thank him enough for that.
And being the fanatic of SC football that your grandfather was, it was probably even more special for that. I mean, guys, you got a chance to meet an SC hero.
Yeah.
And then got a chance to talk about SC football with him. I'm sure that was a nice little bit after that, too.
Yeah, something that we never forgot. And he was just such a great guy. So thanks, Junior. And I almost feel bad playing this now, but I think it's something that everybody should just hear, the sadness that when you make this type of choice, what you leave behind for your family.
Something wrong for my son. I don't understand. I don't know anything. All this happened for me. All of them, they call I'm in the church. I'm happy for my church this morning. And all my kids, they're calling me. And I ask him, something wrong. Nobody telling me, they hiding me. I'm shocked.
Oh my God, that's so sad, man. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine being one of her... friends or kids, and you're talking to her that morning, and you know that Junior's killed himself, but nobody's had like the guts to tell her yet.
It's who has to be that person to do that? It's just, I mean, to ask someone to do that, that's just must weigh even heavier on the person who has to go and tell her that something had happened.
It's terrible.
But I appreciate everybody's over here. Show your love.
Love you,
Mama. Show your love to my son.
We love you, Mama Sia.
Who's Junior? Junior never do nothing to you guys. But I say today, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, so this is all pretty normal stuff. You know?
Right.
But now it's I watched it once, and I don't even know if I can hear it again.
I show your love to my son. I don't understand who do this to my son. But I pray to God, please, take me. Take me, leave my son. But it's too late. Too late. That's all I say. Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you. For everybody's going home.
Oh, man, just... That is a mother's cry. Take mm-hmm. me and leave my son.
It's pretty unfortunate.
Drive carefully. Drive safety. But I don't know what I'm going to...
Okay, look, I don't know why she said that part. I'm not trying to laugh at it. But why is she telling people, thank you for coming, drive safe
home? I think she's asking them to go at this point.
To my son. That's only God. God, give me a power. Give me a strength. Monday, Tuesday, me and my husband come over here visit him, but he's out of town. He's talking to me. He's joking to me. He got me a home girl. Him and his daddy. Now, I hear a bad voice on a Wednesday morning. He never said something for me. Judah, hey! Why are you never telling me you're going? And I pray to God. Take me, leave my son alone.
Just heart-wrenching.
Yeah. Kind of tough to listen to.
I'm going to do my son. Sorry. That's only God.
I won't do it today because it's not appropriate. But I totally want to sample her Monday, Tuesday, and be like, happy days. No,
oh, wow.
You're a terrible fucking person, Jake. What is wrong with you? What is wrong with me is that I live in Los Angeles, and that has made me, sports-wise, a cocky, cocky person.
Oh, indeed.
And we should be right now. I mean, we are killing it. By we, I mean people who get paid money to do sports in
right.
Los Angeles.
But they represent us.
And me.
And you.
So where do we stand in our three playoff runs right
well,
now?
Well, let's see. I think the biggest news right now is that the Kings have taken on a 3-0 lead in the second round, which means that they're the presumptive winners and will be heading to the Western finals.
Do you know who they could meet in the next round?
Actually, I don't know that. That's a very good question. I should be looking at that. I'm just riding the wave of seeing that every time I turn on SportsCenter, seeing Kings highlights and them winning because they kind of barely squeaked into the playoffs. Uh-huh. I mean, they were the eighth seed, and now they've taken out the number one seed in five games, and they could very easily do that to the number two seed. And still, I mean, that's just an absolutely amazing run. So the Kings haven't been this far since back
Luke
in
Robitaille
Luke Robitaille and Wayne Gretzky and Kelly Rudy. So
I guess it's their goaltender that's playing particularly well for them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, he's allowed so few goals in all of these games. I don't even know what his average is. I got to check that out because it's just... I'm getting excited about hockey again, and I haven't been excited about hockey since like 94, 95 when the Kings made their run. So.
Yeah, it's easier to like it when they're doing well.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's like, there's so many other things to do here. You can suck my dick. I'm not paying attention to you at all.
And then this weekend, we got plenty of sports going on. Tonight, we've got the Kings. Excuse me, not the Kings. The Kings are playing on Sunday. But tonight.
Sunday.
Yes, tonight, the Los Angeles Lakers are going to be at Denver for game three.
Denver.
Indeed, all day at Denver. They have a.
Wait.
Yeah.
Kobe's back in Denver.
Yeah.
I hope he has like a chaperone or something.
I'm sure his wife will probably be with him.
Don't think they're together anymore.
Really? Did they break up again?
Yeah, I think that was a false rumor for Valentine's Day to sell Hallmark cards.
I see. Well, that's a shame. But yeah, Kobe and the Lakers are heading into Denver for game three. They have a 2-0 lead in the series.
0-0-0.
Yes. So we'll see how they come out of it. The Lakers have played surprisingly well without Meta World Peace. So we're three games into his suspension.
Suspension.
Then tomorrow we've got the Clippers are going to be playing here at home for game three against the Memphis Grizzlies. Oh, I thought I was going to get a triple Grizzlies there.
Grizzlies.
Yeah, there we go. And then again, they'll be playing on Monday here again against... once again, the Grizzlies. We're hoping that...
Memphis.
And Kings play noon on Sunday.
Sunday.
Indeed. And then followed up by the Lakers game at 6:30, once again, at Denver. So lots of good sports. It's a good sporting weekend. If I was rating it, it would be like a big box, an extra large popcorn for me.
Extra large popcorn?
Yeah. Or, you know, an extra large chili cheese fries. I think that's more appropriate for my sports watching. Popcorn's usually the movies.
I only get the chili cheese fries and stuff for the football season. Like, that's when your whole day gets ruined. Like, my whole day is not going to get ruined by these games.
Are you not missing any of them?
Yeah. And I'll tell you this much. I'm not going to watch a Kings game until the playoff, until, like, the finals if they make it there.
Right. So even if they're in the Western Conference Finals and it's...
If it's game seven... And
or game four, because they're up 3-0.
Maybe.
Because they're certainly making a run through these guys.
There's no excitement in it if they're up 3-0 at going into game four to make me want to have to see
it. I see what you're saying. Yeah. If it was game four, yeah. So then the finals. So you're not really going to be in it until the finals.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy they're going there. I'm happy that our Canadian friends all have something to be excited about here in L.A.
Yes.
But other than that, they don't get me till the finals.
All right. Same with basketball, pretty much, huh? Unless it's a good Laker game.
Yeah.
Good Laker matchup.
I watch all the Laker games. I mean, yeah. I'm a Lakers fan.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to watch the Clippers games. I won't mute the highlights on SportsCenter.
Well, that's nice of you.
It's
and you won't fast forward through them if you've got it recorded.
Ooh. Well, it's unlikely. You're right. I probably will watch them at least once.
Yeah, at least once. See how they're doing. See if they're, especially if they win. You want to see how they won. You want to see those highlights.
Honestly, I hate all these new asshole Clipper fans.
I know.
And I want the Clippers to lose. I want them to lose so that I can stop hearing that, oh, it's a Clippers town now. It's not about the Lakers anymore.
No one, I don't think anyone's really saying, I mean, Clipper fans are still saying that, but they've been saying that even when they sucked.
But they're fake ass Clipper fans who are just excited.
Oh, yeah. And,
like, oh, they think that they're going to win the championship now. So, so yay, Clippers! There's only, like, two Clippers fans. There's three Clippers fans that I respect. There is the owner of a restaurant in Pasadena called Robin's Wood-Fired Grill.
Uh-huh.
He is a longtime Clippers fan. Totally believe in him. There is Jim Poorman Trenton, who has had a season tickets to the Clippers for years and years, and I know that he was on with them before the bandwagon. Same with a longtime friend of the show, Sam Tripoli.
Yeah.
He's been a huge Clipper fan for years. Anybody else who comes up to me that has a fresh, brand new Clippers hat is probably about to get punched in the face because they are just some bitch-ass people who are trying to get on the bus. And I'm sorry, I'm checking tickets.
Is Billy Crystal still a diehard Clippers fan? Does he still have the floor seats for?
Look, I'm not saying that other Clippers fans.
No. I'm not saying
it's just
that. But
I respect.
I know. I understand that. But what I'm saying is, I'm thinking about it because he was like their Jack Nicholson, which really is not even a fair comparison.
But it is compared to like the Indiana Pacers' biggest star.
Yes.
I mean, they don't have Billy Crystal out of that game.
No, they don't. Who do they have?
Nobody. No. I mean, some guy who sells corn. They're like, we all sell corn.
The biggest corn seller in all of Indiana. That's who sits there.
Your Abe Froman, or whatever the name of the
corn king of...
The corn king of Indiana. Yeah, that's possible. I wouldn't put anything past it.
So
okay, but, you know, a lot of people go out and party this weekend. And
especially since it's Cinco de Mayo.
And we're supposed to start getting, like, the sun back and everything else. And
it's starting to look like a nice day outside already.
It's beautiful out there.
After the last, like, four dreary gray days.
In 1 hour, 19 minutes, and 17 seconds, I'm blowing this place off.
Yep.
I'm going to let the last second of this show get air. Just so I can get outside and get to that beautiful day that much quicker.
That much quicker. That 1 second faster.
It's worth it.
Heck yeah.
That's where I'm at with it. One thing I know I will be doing is if the gods break correctly, I will be sitting outside getting a suntan.
Oh.
But I do it the natural way with the sun. I lay out and I let the sun tan me.
Yes, okay.
But there is a story this week that is so disturbing to me. It's not even what this lady's accused of being doing, of doing. It's the state that she finds herself in now.
It's what she's done to herself.
Yeah.
I mean, I did finally see this woman on TV yesterday. And there were two pictures I saw. One, it just looked like she was just overly orangish brown. The second one I saw, she was a dark shade of brown. Like, I don't know. It was really kind of scary how much...
Dude, I got to move past kind of. This is a freakishly... messed up looking human that I can't even stomach taking a look at.
Yeah.
So there's this lady, she's now being called the tanning booth mom because she has been arrested for taking her 5-year-old daughter into the tanning booth with her.
like into the bed itself, or just into the booth where the bed is?
So she says that it was in a booth, the like the bed, but the people who own the place said, no, you rented a booth that day and you brought your daughter inside there with you. Now, when you see this awful creature walking into your store, you realize why she's getting extra scrutiny. I mean, she looks like somebody took a white lady and they stretched a, I'm going to call it a blackberry fruit roll-up, like really tightly across her face.
Right.
And she just, she's changed into this disgusting orange
like, remember
Skeletor.
That stuff that was like fruit leather, that apple color, that like that dark brown apple. Yeah, that's the color I get off of that. It's just awful.
It's one of the grossest humans I've ever seen in my life.
Her cheeks,
and I've seen Madonna.
Her cheeks are just like almost like black with in certain photos that I've seen. It's just insane that she spends so much time herself in this booth.
Yeah.
She's been arrested because she took her daughter into the booth with her.
You know what she looks like? She looks like, have you ever pulled your turkey out of the oven on Thanksgiving and you see that brown crackling skin on there that looks so beautiful and delicious? Mm-hmm. There you want to eat it. Here you want to run after it with fire.
Yeah.
That is what she makes herself.
With pitchforks and torches. Absolutely.
And honestly, she doesn't even look like she tanned. She looks like she stuck her face in a deep fryer, and she's just crackled.
It's just, has anyone ever said anything to her about this? Someone has to have said, hey, don't you think you're doing this a little too much?
Apparently, she does have people who've been trying to get her to stop, but she just will not listen to them. She wants to look too much like a talking leather couch.
She's just getting herself ready so that she can actually be taxidermied, because that human leather will just be nice and tight and ready for whatever they can do to stuff her.
I mean, it's so bad that Burnt Toast looks at her and says, "You've gone too far." I mean, she's disgusting.
Yeah,
the New Jersey mom. Hey, Carl just came in and he's.
Hey, dude.
I did indicate come in. I'm sorry you didn't see.
No,
that's
okay.
Oh, okay. Hey.
Carl Kozlowski, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay!
No applause?
Oh. Hold on. No. You're friends with Kyle C, so let's give you the...
Yeah. Actually, Kyle had to be dropped from the show tonight. That's not a good...
Oh, really? Oh, well. Okay.
Yeah, well, no, yeah, dude, I'm not dogging him. There was a reason, but unfortunately, he's out of the lineup, but we have a million other people, and we have an amazing fill-in.
Is it Jake Belcher?
No.
Dude.
Sorry, no, no.
You know how many jokes about Jesus I've got?
I think that's why
I got
you're
a
not
list,
in
yo.
There. Yeah.
Okay, so before we get into your show.
Yeah, of course.
New Jersey mom, have you seen her?
Oh, she's disgusting.
One of just the worst things I've ever seen.
I mean, she's only like 43 and she looks like the Crypt Keeper. I mean, she looks seriously like, I don't know, like they dug her out of an Egyptian grave and she's somehow walking the earth. I don't understand.
She's the tallest Oompa Loompa I've ever seen. Because she's orange. I mean,
she's disgusting. Seriously. It's like, I don't know. I mean, you could just, I think they used to sell people like her for leather in the Old West. You know, uh-huh. you could make a saddle out of her face.
I mean, this is a lady.
Not that you'd want to sit on that face, but hey.
You know what she looks like?
What?
She looks like the negative of a picture. Everything inverse.
You're absolutely right.
Did you see her on ABC? Good Morning America is just like turned into the most degrading, awful depiction of American news I've ever seen of anything. Anybody that wants to dog on Fox, fine, have a disagreement with them or with us about how we like it, but the ABC, shameless, like dumbest news, almost no news whatsoever. They focus on shit like that all morning. And they had her, they're like, we have the exclusive on why she's doing this or about why she thinks this is happening to her. And she just yells, there's somebody that's hated me my whole life and she's fat and ugly. And I'm like, wow, kettle black.
I mean, she's not even... Okay, wait, so the tanned lady...
was yelling to ABC reporter. That was their big exclusive on the mom. They were touting it all morning, and then it was just this ambush shot of her going, they're like, so why do you think this has happened? Why do you think this came to light? There's somebody who's hated me my whole life, and she's fat and ugly.
That was the whole thing?
Yeah.
Wow.
George Stephanopoulos from the White House to this.
Now, they're the ones who just took over first for the first time in years, right?
The dumbing down of Idiocracy. Yeah. I'm sorry. You know what? You know who's doing a good job? I'm surprised. CBS has always been like a million miles behind the other two. And they brought in Charlie Rose and Oprah's best friend, Gayle King. And I heard it was actually intelligent and they were getting smart guests. And it is actually a pretty good show.
Honestly, dude, like there has to be some type of a break of a point between those, though. Most people don't really want smart, intelligent stuff in the morning. And you also don't want the brainless stuff. I mean, you just want
to get... Today's in the middle. I like the Today Show.
Yeah, I've always liked that. Kind of want to get a little bit of entertainment and some knowledge. It doesn't have to be too extreme on one end or the other.
It's why I watch the KTLA Morning News.
Oh, I should watch that maybe. Yeah.
I enjoy that much. I can't do Good Day LA too much.
With that Bimbat, the Bimbat twins, the Barbie twins, whatever they
are. Julian
Barbary.
Yeah.
And that guy is so creepy. That guy, I guarantee he's, when he dies, they're going to find like a house full of child pornography.
Dude, if he wasn't on the air, he'd have a rape fan. I mean, there's no way he wouldn't. Because he just does have that vibe like, don't leave him alone with the kids.
I know, he's just so gross. I bet every day he is trying to get in their pants. He must be paying them so much money to keep their mouth shut. I mean, because Bob Barker, he was a horn dog. Uh-huh. Bob Barker, he was sued like two or three times. Women came forward and were like...
by his Barker's beauties.
Yeah. And so I bet if Bob Barker is trying to hit that, I guarantee that other guy is.
I'm sure that's true. Happy Star Wars Day, Carl.
Oh, it's Happy Star Wars Day?
It's May the 4th. May the 4th be with you.
Yes. Okay. That worked out pretty well.
Wow, that was good.
Dig it. Okay, so... we will get into... let's do the plug for your show first. Make sure we get that in.
Two shows I have to plug. I'm responsible because I can't let the other one go either.
Yeah, because I couldn't have been hosting there tonight, you know.
Well, it was... Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't have any part with the casting people or stories.
Well, the storytelling show... You've got great stories, I'm sure. Okay,
yeah.
I'll put you on one of the other ones that are coming up.
Thank you.
I should have thought of that, but... I mean, it was like Matt Zamperi had just done me a huge favor, putting me on Risk, and he is the king in LA right now for that. And I just he was available, and I was like, shit, I should get him. Yeah. I wasn't thinking. I'm sorry.
Wait, it's okay. You'll get me some other time.
I love you, Jake.
No, I love me too. Okay, so you have your show down at...
Okay, the main show, I'll plug the one I'm in, is there's this giant benefit for three of the LA Catholic Diocese's charities, a couple scholarship funds for kids, anti-gang program. For a school in South Central, and then also for St. Vincent de Paul Charities, which is like their version of the Salvation Army. They do all sorts of great stuff for the homeless and the poor. And anyway, we have Wendy Liebman, 10 comics for $10. Wendy Liebman, who is like goddess of comedy, and like probably next to Ellen, probably the most respected woman comic out there. And then let's see, Kyle Cease, unfortunately, they had to... move without him. And then we have Nick Turner from Jimmy Fallon, and who just did Jimmy Fallon and a bunch of other stuff. He's red hot right now. And then we have the Walsh Brothers, who are fantastic. They're
we always love seeing them.
One of LA's 10 best acts to watch in America. And then Jimmy Brogan, the legendary opener for Jay Leno and writer for Jay Leno.
Where's he from?
South Bend, Indiana, I believe.
South Bend, yeah, that's where the college is, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's like so Catholic, it's crazy. I mean, he was born and raised in Notre Dame.
I'm sorry, I love him. I was just doing his act.
Oh, yeah. It's like, well, as you might tell, I have no act.
Where are you from?
Oh, that.
Always.
No, but he's a brilliant.
It's so amazing. Brilliant. It's amazing.
He can go in any crowd. Okay, I got it now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so brilliant. He just goes in any crowd and can turn an act out of anybody's story. And then we have the great Omar, who is this magician that performed at the first one. It was like a surprise thrown at me. We did a charity show back in November, and this dude is amazing.
He got a lot better than the first time I saw him when he was the pretty good Omar. Now he has jumped up into the great Omar.
Oh, because we had him at the show.
Yeah, but now he's the great Omar.
Oh, yeah, so. He is. I don't know. I think he's even greater. I thought he was great the first time, but hey.
I don't know what superlative we'll move up to next. The greatest, the greatest Omar.
The amazing Omar.
There's no Omar.
The Omar. There is no Omar greater than that.
I am number one superpower Omar.
And then, let's see, Scott Vinci doing a guitar comedy.
Okay, so you have to remind him that today is Star Wars Day.
Oh, yeah.
Because he has my favorite Star Wars parody song.
Yeah, yeah, he's great. And Adam Grotman, because they... We had Annie Kindler last time, and it was funny putting a Jewish guy on Catholic Comedy Tonight. The crowd, like, totally ate it up because he did this fish-out-of-water thing the whole time. So Andy couldn't do it this time. He wants to keep doing them later. So I got Grotman to step in on that.
I think that's appropriate any day except Easter.
For Good Friday.
Good Friday.
Yeah, you're right. There you go.
Well, no, it wasn't the Jews who killed Jesus. Everybody remember that. It was the Romans. But anyway, so... But still, yeah. And then... Oh, and then the special surprise guest that they roped in in perfect timing because, oh, there's going to be a funny priest named Monsignor Dave, hilarious guy. He did the last one. And then Tom Shadyac, the director of Jim Carrey's greatest movies, Liar, Liar, Nutty Professor with Eddie Murphy, Ace Ventura.
He's a stand-up?
He used to be a stand-up, apparently. And he was at the Catholics and Media Awards last Sunday. I was there to help give a little talk up the show. And dude was getting an award for a documentary he made about his spiritual journey called I Am. And the dude was hilarious. I mean, just totally tore the roof off the place. And they asked him, hey, would you come to the show and do something? And he's going to jump on stage. So I get to basically, they're like, hey, you better be good because this is your chance to get seen by Tom Shadyac. And he's about to come back with three movies with Jim. Just signed a deal. They're going to go boom, boom, boom like Anna McKay and Will Ferrell.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, another... legendary team coming back and going to be hitting it hard over the next couple of years.
No, he's not your replacement for Kyle, right?
He was going to be there anyway.
I got it.
It was just Kyle. All it was that it turned out Kyle profusely apologized this morning, but he was on set with making a movie. He's got a he's gone back into trying to branch back into acting and stuff, and somehow he swears that. And I'm not dogging, so I'm not downing whatever. He swears that it was he wasn't getting the messages or something. I don't know what, but they needed paperwork signed. They wanted clearances from everybody that they're okay with being filmed. And the diocese, the church body, governing body, their legal team is like really serious, as people must imagine. And they were like, hey, we really need paperwork. Everybody signed by Tuesday. And I was telling him for days, and he didn't get back. And when he finally got back yesterday, they said too late. They just were like, oh, forget it. We'll just go without it because they had to, like, do something, turn in paperwork.
Hey, dude, like, in their defense, you can't hardly wait forever. I mean,
yeah, exactly. You know, so, I mean, but Kyle, I explained to him it wasn't my fault. It was them. And I said, they'd love to have you do another one. And he said, okay, and I promise I'll be on time the next time with it. So we'll have him on the next one probably. So
I can dig it.
And then the other show, I'll just say briefly, Three Stories at the Westside Comedy Theater. And we have Matt Simperi guest hosting as the guy behind Risk and
Wait a second. Do you have anybody good on this show?
Stephen Tobolowsky, Ned Ryerson from Groundhog Day is back. And then he's Hollywood's greatest storyteller. And then we have...
Tobolowsky's back.
And then we have Beth Lapidus, who is the queen of all storytelling shows. She created the modern comedy storytelling scene with Uncabaret, and she's going to be there. She almost never does anybody else's shows. And then Dylan Brody, this genius... guy who does stand-up and storytelling, and he's been on pretty much every TV show known to man.
Was he ever in one of the Hangover movies?
That was a different guy.
A different Dylan name. Brody?
It could be him. I don't know. He's been in a lot of things, but there's another guy with a similar name, Brady or something, too.
Oh.
They always get confused.
Well, then they may have just confused me.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're here, so we can also talk about some entertainment news.
Sure.
Today is a special day. I guess the Avengers has passed how much in international box office?
Yeah, $250 million already.
I heard $285 last night.
That's quite possible.
Yeah, probably.
I was reading it in the paper this morning, so sure. It could have gone to press before wow. They got their final numbers. I mean, on Monday, they were at $179 million. and we didn't even talk about that on the air because when we were recapping the weekend box office takes. But... here in the United States, they're expecting at least $150 million.
Oh, it's probably great.
It's probably going to be more than that, especially with the 3D prices. Yeah. So it's...
How long has it been overseas? 1 week or two?
I think it's about 10 days now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Okay, so one thing about it, though, is that here in America, we get the special tag at the end of the movie. Like where
they didn't have it overseas?
They do not have it overseas.
Wow, that's weird.
It goes out on overseas showings today. But
to get people to come back for the 9 seconds?
Exactly.
Oh, dude, my God, that's such bullshit.
Have you heard what the tag is at the end?
I've seen it, yeah.
You haven't seen it.
This is a brand new, I mean, I saw the movie, and I saw
the secret ending that they went to film after the show.
There's two tags. There's two tags.
Really?
So there's one that was in the middle of the credits.
Yeah, okay, I saw that.
And then there's another one at the end. So you've seen the film. So let me see if you laugh at this. All of us hit our mute buttons. I'm going to tell you what it is real quick.
Okay.
And then you can respond to it. Don't tell our listeners
You're going to have to push your cough button.
Yeah. It's on the other one.
Other one.
The black button.
There you go.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you what it is. So take your headphones off and I'll tell you what it is. You guys all covered up? Great. So that is,
Okay, you can take your finger off the button now.
Hold on. I'll tell you one more time.
All right, hold
on. So that is the spoiler. I'm not going to give it out on the air.
Why?
I was told that it plays into some key scene in the film that Tony Stark makes happen, and then at the end, it kind of wraps back. Now, don't say what it is.
No. There could be, very vaguely, they fight a lot in the movie. And so maybe he said, hey, we should all do blank. And that's probably what they did.
Yeah.
That would be funny if that was the case.
Apparently, it's an example of Josh Whedon's humor. And that's what they went with that's why they had to get together and film another scene after it had already premiered here in America.
Weird. Huh. Yeah, I mean, that's the only minor drag in the movie is it's 2 hours and 23 minutes, and there's like 10 minutes somewhere in the middle where they're all arguing. And it's like, okay, it's some of it's funny lines, but enough already. It's like, oh, I hate you for this. Oh, you suck for this. I'm better than you. It's like, you know, but the rest of it, great.
Like, what percentage of the film is action?
A lot. I mean, there is this long stretch with there's not enough action going on where all that fighting is included, the arguing, I mean. But then once it gets going, at the beginning it's great, and then once it really gets going, it's just so tremendous you won't miss having the talking or whatever, you know?
So what would you give it on your scale of snores or whatever it is you use?
I didn't fall asleep, so that's pretty good. It was great.
That means no snores, which is, I think, the best score you can get.
You're right. It should be an inverse thing.
Yeah.
You're right.
The smallest amount of snores is the highest rated movie.
Right. Yeah. So it's a zero snores, which would be out of, you know, 0 out of 5 is the very best.
Well, I have two movies that I like. One movie flat out like even more.
It's opening this weekend?
It is already out. I saw it last night. And it's opening in a lot more theaters this weekend.
So it's a limited release.
Yeah, but of all things, it's on VOD also. If you're out there in the country where you don't have a lot of art house theaters, you can probably find a video on demand on your cable. It is so amazing. It's called Headhunters. It's from Norway, and which I was like, what? But I was on a date, and the person I was with was like, well, you know, I heard this is good. I'm like, it's from Norway. How could it be good? No, it was amazing. It was like, it is a thriller with like 50,000 plot twists. Edge of your seat, funny, exciting, everything. It was like the greatest Hitchcock movie Hitchcock never made.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be one of my all-time favorites, for real. I mean, like, I go crazy about things. This was, like, freaking amazing. So you got to see it. Called
Headhunters.
I don't even want to give it away much. It's about the bare basic is about a corporate headhunter who secretly is an art thief, and he robs the wrong guy, and everything starts to go wrong. It's just great.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, and what was the other one you saw?
Bernie with Jack Black. That's going to probably be up for Best Picture. Jack Black, for sure, for Best Actor. I mean, the critics are going crazy over it. Everybody's shocked that Jack Black made an intelligent movie with a real performance again, because he hardly ever bothers anymore. But the only problem is this comes, for some reason, from a tiny little studio, and it opened huge for 3 theaters last week. And now, because it's catching on, I think it'll get a shot at really getting out there. But I highly recommend that also. It's not on VOD. You have to find it in the theater for now.
Well,
it's great.
For someone who doesn't want to go to see the Avengers, it's good to have options.
Or when the Avengers is sold out everywhere. But the Headhunters is actually more fun than the Avengers, I thought. I mean, because it was so unexpected. The audience, it's like Pulp Fiction, only in Norwegian. I mean, the twists and the violence when it happens is so funny and crazy without being like, you're not disgusted by it. They do it just right. It's a little more toned down than a Tarantino, but it feels like the last Tarantino movie.
Interesting.
And the crowd was just, I mean, I was in a Landmark Theater art house where the crowd was normally uptight, hoity-toity older people. Everybody was laughing and applauding at all the insane twists. It was crazy, man.
Okay, so the other movies that are opening this weekend, though, look like real dogs. I can't imagine seeing any of these things.
I don't know. What else is there?
The best exotic Marigold Hotel is the second biggest release this weekend.
Sounds delightful.
First Position, which is a documentary on a ballerina.
Yeah, the ballet.
Then there's another one called Last Call at the Oasis, which is all about like water conservation. And
sign me up.
Yeah, so boring.
Yeah.
I'm not going to see any of those.
Well, it was like everybody knows it's suicide to come out against the Avengers. I mean, you know.
Yeah, so it is the first blockbuster. So
those are basically tax write-offs or movies that they know those five people that'll see each of those would have gone anyway, no matter what.
Probably, that's true.
Yeah.
So what do you think will actually be able to come in second then? Like, which holdover do you think is going to get hurt the least by Avengers?
I'd have to see the list.
Okay,
has been a blockbuster for 2 weeks, so that could still be up there.
The rest of last weekend's top five was number two, The Pirates, Band of Misfits, which it seems like is going to really cannibalize the little boy market that you think
that's toast after the Avengers.
The Hunger Games, which maybe works, but
because I can see people going, well, you know what? That's also fun. Let's go back to see that if they're sold out at the Avengers.
The Lucky One.
God, I don't know. That's counter programming. I was talking to this woman last night about how how does the advertising for that movie not creep women out? Because the main thing you hear in the commercial is Zac Efron going, you should be kissed every day, every hour. It sounds like a fucking stalker, you know, doesn't it?
Yeah, it comes
it's
across.
It's creepy. It's like, what woman wants to be grabbed every hour? Like, I'm cooking or I'm on the computer. Do I really need your tongue down my throat again? Really? Okay.
Then the last of the top five was The 5-Year Engagement, which there's
bombed.
No way it's going to bounce
that
back.
That bombed.
No. And then, well, no, we also did we mention Think Like a Man?
We
did. Okay.
That's a great movie.
I suspect that'll wind up in the number two spot.
Yeah, I think that will.
Everything else that came out last week couldn't take it down. I don't see anything toppling it from the number two spot. I mean, it's going to get...
Do you think that there's a large demand for Avengers in the, I'm looking back and forth before I say this, black community?
There is. I'll tell you, because I was debating that with my coworker, Andre, at Passing Weekly, and superheroes just cross all bounds. I mean, and then they have Sam Jackson, and Nick Fury. It doesn't do a lot of action in the movie, but he's got a big part in the movie. Like, he ropes everybody together and supervises and whatnot. You know, so yeah, there is. Yeah, I think they got all their bases covered.
All right. Well, if I had to see one, I would
choose. I don't see any Latino superheroes ever, though. I don't notice that, or Asian ones, really.
They are rare. There's no
kind of like NBA, you know? NBA and superheroes, you know?
Is not the domain of the Chinese and Mexicans.
Well, Justin Lin, but, you know, but is there any Latinos? Are there any Latino stars? Or Jeremy Lin, sorry. Are there any Latino superstars in basketball?
And superstars, there's
stars.
The close it gets is Jose Barea.
For whom?
He plays.
Yeah, because Rubio's Italian, right? Or is he Spanish?
No, he's Spanish too.
He's Spanish,
yeah,
but he's not.
But they're from Spain.
Oh, okay. I mean,
España.
Yeah, they're not Mexicans.
Yeah.
There is a difference.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one is. Like an art dealer. I don't know. And I don't know what the other one does.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to go to a break. And on the other side, we're going to come back with somebody who might be able to shed light on the black guy want of the Avengers, Mr. Luke Curry. So we'll be back right after this.
So do
I. Hold on. I don't know why this didn't go.
I'm finding the way. I'm going to probably stay there. Gotta go.
listening to Skid Row Studios.
You're 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 listening to Skid Row Studios.
You're
listening to Skid Row Studios.
I'm not doing it with you.
Please do it with me.
Fuck that.
Can you please have sex with me?
At Skid Row Studios?
At Skid Row Studios.
Maybe.
Okay.
You are listening to Grand Theft Audio with the kings of internet radio, Jake Belcher, Brant Thoman.
And only for today.
And Carl Kozlowski.
Hey, man, I can't help it. You're not getting over on us, you sucker. How you doing, Carl? Yeah, that's right.
I don't think we have his mic up.
Oh, is your mic? Let me hear you try to talk.
Yeah,
there we go.
Okay, good. You're there. Okay, so we're going to introduce our second guest of the show. One of my favorite dudes. Love having him in here. And I think he's a perfect guy to have here on Fuck Around Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Luke Curry.
What's up? Fuck Around Friday.
Yeah, Fuck Around Friday. It's our official, we don't give a shit about nothing day. We nice. Talk about whatever, and we don't plan. We try to plan as little as possible.
Very cool. Yeah, I would assume that this book, the first crack that's sitting next to me right here, wasn't planned.
Is that about a plumber?
No, it totally was totally by quote unquote accident.
Okay.
That is
that
the
there happens to be a book about crack next to where I'm sitting.
Well,
I mean, I know I'm skinny, guys, but come
the
on.
The first crack, is that about Ricky Ross?
Okay.
What is this book about?
That book is the first book of the owner of Skid Row Studios.
Okay.
That is Jeremy Hansen's book.
Jeremy, I met Jeremy Hansen on the elevator. He's a very, very nice guy.
And you'll have to see if you can read a copy of it. I haven't actually read it yet. I totally need to read it, Jeremy, so I can give it like the right review or something on the air.
I didn't know Jeremy. I will totally read it and respect it.
First time I had seen it. So yeah, we'll all get it read and we'll do a good review on it for you.
Okay. It's not about crack though, is it?
I don't know. Let's ask him. Hey, Jeremy, is your book about crack?
It's about everything.
Okay. But is
crack's in there.
Yeah, okay, sure. Great.
Crack is crack in there. Okay.
Is there a recipe for crack? Or is it just like...
Because if there's not, I can give you one.
Oh, okay. I'm with Whitney. Crack is whack.
Okay.
There you go.
Dig it.
Just a little peanut butter, some cinnamon.
Sounds like peanut butter and crack sounds delicious.
Okay, man.
It's a real pick-me-up.
Here's one story that I want to get into amongst the four of us. Did you guys pay attention to this dude who was went to a 420 party and the DEA threw him in a holding area where he stayed there for 4 days without being... Okay, so the DEA arrested him, not arrested him, took him in for questioning, then forgot about him and left him there for 4 days. And in this point, he just went shitballs crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So
with no access to food, water, no bathroom. And after 2 days, they shut the lights off.
What?
So he was in the dark for the next 2 days.
They must have known he was there.
All there was a tiny little peephole that he could not look out of. They could only look in to see who was in there. So
what is their explanation for that? He is totally getting the $20 million he's going after.
Oh, there's no way he's not.
Yeah.
All they've said is, we're sorry.
Yeah,
how do you forget somebody for 4 days? Why didn't they have the rest of the people they rounded up there?
Okay, Luke, so what happened was he went to a 420 party. He just wanted to go get high and smoke some joints with his friends. Somebody ratted the party out, and they took all the guys out of there, and they put them in separate rooms for questioning.
8 guys total. Wow.
They let the other 7 guys go, and they didn't charge anybody. And they just left this guy accidentally in a room where over the next 4 days he managed to have to drink his own urine.
Nice.
That's at least $5 million right there.
Had no place to shit, so he had
$10 million?
Kind of shit in the corner, but then Brad said that it was like...
When they found him, he had covered himself in his own shit. After 2 days, because he had become so crazy. Dehydrated, he started hallucinating.
He started thinking that the wall was a waterfall and he was trying to claw his way into the wall.
What? And on top of that, on the second day, before the lights went out, he ingested what was the remains of some white powder. He didn't know what it was, but it was there in this holding cell.
And he was hungry, so he's like, I gotta eat something.
It turned out to be crystal meth.
Oh,
what?
Yeah. Crystal meth in the holding cell, in a DEA holding cell. Yeah. That's freaking hilarious to me at one level.
420.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. So like,
he's already getting like all sad. Like I'm
still
like,
get high.
I'm gonna kill myself.
Wow.
He takes his glasses off and he takes one of his lenses and he starts just like chewing it away at it, trying to make this like a paste with all the broken glass in it, so he can swallow it down and have his insides just get like.
He also took
up.
He wanted to chew him up and die.
He wanted to kill himself.
Yeah. He took one of the sharper pieces and like jabbed it into his neck to try and sever the artery so that he could bleed to death, because he was so crazy at this point because he had absolutely nothing. He had no. At that point, you would have to imagine that you have no hope for getting out of there,
right?
Yeah. Who knows the next person who's going to use this holding cell, and when they what's funny,
now you know when they open the door, you're covered in shit. Even
you're bleeding all over your own body.
You've been drinking your piss for the last 3 days. I mean,
oh my god!
And they open the door to find him here, and they literally were like, "What are you doing in here? How did you get in here?" And he couldn't even explain to them what had happened. And they had to go and look up and like, holy shit, we left this guy behind for 4 days.
Well, I had a similar experience.
Hold on, let me tell you the last thing about this guy. Okay, no, keep going. I have something. That's no,
I mean, I've kind of shared this once before. Great. This isn't quite as traumatic, but one night I passed out at the Laugh Factory in the VIP lounge. And
you woke up with Dane Cook's dick in your mouth.
No. And I wound up waking up.
You were awake for that?
Woke up the next morning, and the place is just pitch black dark, and they had purposely locked me in there as a joke overnight. And I was afraid I would set off alarms or something, and I didn't know that they had purposely left me in there. So I was afraid to leave until the cleaning crew showed up like hours later.
So you just sat in your one seat, not moving, in case there was motion detectors and it was going to set off the alarms?
I know. I walked around the club like trying to figure this out, and I was like, every door has an alarm.
Brent, what's the over-under on how many minutes it took him to walk into the kitchen and see if he could like open up there and find something?
There's no kitchen there, damn it. That's crazy. That's the worst part.
Well, what about the bar? I mean, there's at least olives. There's like olives and cherries.
The bar, they pull down a thing and lock it.
I don't see that as being a huge lure for Carl.
Like, I love olives. I would totally eat olives.
This is a man who walks up to the pickles condiment table and makes an appetizer out
of it. You're right, Steve. You work in a restaurant, so you probably see that more often. I didn't even think of the bar as a food source. I did not think about that at all.
Well, the HMS Bounty, the bar located in my building, there's a... they have the olives and cherries and whatnot, and if they made me wait too damn long, I start eating the olives.
You do take like a toothpick and like...
Oh, of course.
Okay,
God. No, fingers.
Oh.
Okay, so back to this dude who gets locked in this room. He starts thinking that he's going to kill himself. So he starts to take like that pasty glass that he caught up, and he started using it to write an apology letter on his arm to his mother.
Like, oh, Lord.
I'm sorry, Mom, that I was in this position.
Oh, and, Jesus.
I mean, just the mental anguish of going through something like that. Have you ever been someplace against your will, like not knowing that you... get away.
I've been in a lot of places against my will, but I was usually drunk. Uh-huh. And I was just like, one time I was at a bachelor thing.
Oh God.
Like 2 years ago, and I took some E. And it was a huge, huge mistake.
When did you realize it was a bad idea?
Here's the thing is I took it and then we were drinking like the whole night. And it got to around 11:30, and one of my friends who was there, he's got like kids, and it was like his first night out in like fucking 2 years.
So he's fucking crazy, right?
He was drinking like Blue Alizé for some reason, like all night long. And by 11:30, we were at the first bar. And
was that Hypnotic? Is that what it was?
Yeah, it used to be an ingredient in Hypnotic. Well, no, it's a different thing. Alizé is kind of the same.
My bad.
But it's all, you know.
I love that Hypnotic. It's
all that like urban, like taste good stuff. With a lot of sugar and shit you shouldn't drink.
Right.
So he drank it, and around 11:30, he's like outside of the bar throwing up in the limo, like blue throw up, like alien. You know what
I mean?
Must
have looked awesome.
Yeah, it did.
I wish you could do it in front of a black light, you know?
Like, yeah.
That'd be badass.
And then I just remember thinking, damn, I'm really glad I'm not him, because it's like only 11:30, the whole night's ahead of us. And I don't remember anything that happened after that.
Uh-huh.
So the next morning I wake up and I'm in my bed and it's like all fast forward and I'm like, damn, what the fuck happened? So I'm calling people trying to find out like how I got home, like what we did, everything. And nobody's answering my phone calls. And then the first guy that answered the phone, I hear him say to other people before he talks to me, he goes, this motherfucker, hello? And I was like, dude, I don't remember anything that happened last night. Just fucking like tell me. He's like, you don't remember shit. Just come over here right now. Come over our house now. Because everybody from the party was still at my friend's house. I get there and nobody would shake my hand. Everybody was just kind of staring at me like, did you shower? Like, all, I was like, dude, just tell me what the fuck happened. And long story short, he told me that I was like finger banging some girl in the limousine. That I fucking was like, they went back to my friend's fiance's house and she had all her girls there doing this bachelorette party thing, and that I just ruined that whole shit. Just being like mad. Have you ever seen Bad Boys 2?
Yeah.
So you remember when Martin Lawrence was doing ecstasy and he was like mad creepy and he was like touching Will Smith and shit? I was basically doing that to his fiance's friends.
Oh, man.
To the point where like they all went in her bedroom and like closed the door and like locked
locked you out. Yeah. It wasn't everybody else they were worried about. It was you for following them.
It was just me being hella creepy. And then they said I drove home after that, bro. And I don't remember any fucking
thing.
So,
And at that point, they were like, no, you can have your keys, dude. My fiance is so fucking pissed, dude. Yeah.
She hopes you die.
Okay, so you had this. You went to the wedding then later, right? If you went to the bachelor party.
No, I wasn't invited to the wedding. I was
Had you previously been invited and they changed their mind?
I'm not sure, but I do know that I was not in attendance. And it happened on a day that I didn't know about. So.
Well, hey, it saves on a gift.
Yeah, saves on the gift. Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them up the good ass. Okay, so you reminded me of one of my favorite stories that I've never told on the air anywhere. In fact, I've never told anybody this story. Like, I think Brant has probably heard it. This is how I got fired from Universal Studios when I worked for the best job I ever had for Audiences Unlimited. They do a huge Christmas party on the back lot every year. And when I was working there, it was owned by Seagram's, like the alcohol company. So it was more alcohol than you could possibly shake a stick at.
Oh, God.
At this time, I was already fairly well out as a big pothead. So all of my friends, we all brought weed with us. They had a Ferris wheel that was set up in, okay, so Back to the Future, you know, they have the courthouse. Right in front of the courthouse, they had a huge Ferris wheel set up. So and you could ride forever. They didn't care. Like there was no getting on and off. It was whatever you wanted to do. So we all sat on there and I busted out my weed and my friend busted out his. And we had like six different varieties of weed in like the one cart. And we'd all been drinking for a couple of hours now.
Nice.
So I do not remember getting off this Ferris wheel. I remember all of us lighting ours at the same time and just passing it in this quick chain around. And after that, my mind is blank until about 3 hours later when I'm stumbling out of like this Western town where I've fallen asleep in front of the jail there. I go to work on the next Monday and I'm like, hey guys, like that was a great party. They're like, are you sure? Like, yeah, it was an awesome party. That's when they busted out the pictures of how I spent my...
Oh, they took pictures? That's my so 3 hours. Fucked up, man. Fucked I hate that people up. Do that shit now, bro.
Apparently,
so fucked up.
I went after... Okay, they had a fake snow area where people were having like toboggan runs and things like that. I decided that I have to use all this snow to make snowballs and hit anybody that I could. And I hit Adam Sandler in the head so hard that they decided that I could no longer work for them anymore. But that's just where like the problem started. Then I vomited into the snow and I started making vomit snowballs.
Oh God.
And tossing those at people and just out of control. I can't even get into all of it. But it was really bad. So
I remember I worked for Universal too, and those Christmas parties that they threw for the employees were
incredible.
And there was no regulation on who was drinking. I mean, I was watching 18, 19, and 20 year olds who worked in the theme park, who were down there for this party, just walking up and just being able to grab, you know, cocktails, beer, wine, all of it for free. I mean, I remember just getting shit faced one time, and I took my roommate with me at the time, and he stayed predominantly sober, so he drove us home. But we thought it would be funny is as we're leaving the parking structure that we should try and steal as many parking cones as we could and get them into the car.
What a great idea.
Yeah, and these aren't those little tiny cones. These things were like good 3 feet tall. And we're like, every time there wasn't a car around, we would stop and grab as many, throw them in the trunk. We've got three of them on our laps in the back. And this is how fun we how much. But there was a point there where I blacked out for like an hour. I remember waking up and I'm dancing with my girlfriend at the time. Just, we both have our arms around us. We're both just like, we're just basically keeping each other up and moving to the music. That's all we were doing for an hour. And then it's like, oh, okay, we've kind of sobered up enough to go. Maybe we should.
Yeah.
So, and then the pylon ceiling ensued. It was great. Wound up with like eight different cones that we had no use for whatsoever. But they were fun to have.
Nice.
But probably the dumbest thing. Go ahead, Jake.
You're right in your story there, though. Those Seagram's people were irresponsible. I was sitting on the ground, like I had already drank too much, and they're bringing you more drinks by. They were ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, in 2009, when I moved to the Gaylord from Pasadena. Pasadena Weekly's Christmas party.
I call it the Faggot King.
the Queer Duke is what Adam calls it too. Pasadena Weekly's Christmas party. I decided I rarely do get effed up at a drinking wise because of my sleep problem. I'm afraid of falling more asleep. But that night I drank a lot, and when I tried to leave, I completely forgot. It was about 2 weeks after I had moved, so I left pretty late at night as it was. I wound up catching the last bus back to my old apartment, showed up on the front porch and was banging on the door like, hey, why aren't these keys working? And like, and so the gay schizophrenic guy and the OCD Crazy Tunes dude that lived down the hall from me both came down and were like, what are you doing, man? And I'm like, I gotta get in my apartment. And there was like a new guy. And I'm like, what's he doing there? And they're like, you gotta go, man. And then I'm like, And during that time I'm arguing with him, the last bus down, Los Robles passed by me, so I had to walk the 10 blocks back to Colorado and then figure out how to get back to L.A.
Any story that Carl's fucked up and inconvenience, I'm totally into.
It took me like 4 hours to get home because I had to figure out what bus routes to take. It was the first time I took a bus back to Koreatown. I'd been taking trains. It was horrible.
Well, these are all good reminders before our weekend coming up here. Don't get fucked up. And
don't get fucked up.
And drive don't around. Try.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever you do, don't drink and drive.
Yeah, if you could be someplace safe with your friends and know that you're not going to hit Adam Sandler in the head with a...
puke-covered snowball.
Yeah, and if you're going to not go out and start stealing cones, and you're not going to go out and... do ecstasy and creep out anybody's.
I just realized this bridal telling this story probably means we'll never get Adam Sandler on this show now.
No, maybe.
Confront him about it.
Yeah,
we were this close.
Was it likely to happen? Honestly, like, if he's not going to come on for any reason, it's because he heard my review of Jack and Jill.
I was going to say, after Jack and Jill, maybe he will come on anything.
It's like, that is offensive.
He should be past the point of listening to reviews. I mean, you know. Yeah. He knows what he's doing.
He probably just pays other people to listen to reviews for him and then...
And bring him the good ones.
Yeah.
I was one of the 10 or 13% that gave Grown Ups a positive review. So
they're making Grown Ups too, I heard.
They are?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I don't know if it deserves number two, although it would be number two possibly because there's not that much more they can do with it.
I actually really liked Grown Ups.
I liked Grown Ups. I'll see a sequel out of it.
I haven't seen it. I just heard horrible things.
Oh, no. It was funny, dude. I don't know. Yeah.
It made me realize that the luckiest person in Hollywood right now.
Rob Schneider.
I'm going to go Kevin James.
Oh, yeah.
Because if Chris Farley had not died, like Kevin James just gets all the unfilled Chris Farley roles.
Yeah.
And ever since Hitch, I've had people tell me, why am I not auditioning? They're like, that dude's you. I'm like, well, it's not a compliment. They're like, yeah, but he's making a lot of money.
Wait. It's not a compliment to who? I know exactly. Kevin James would fucking kill himself if he heard that shit. You're just like, oh,
I meant the character, not the actor. Then, of course, Paul Blart Mall Cop, he's nods out. I mean, yeah, the dude's got my career, or got my life in a movie.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we'll just leave it alone at that because I'm trying to be nice to our guests.
Dating Amber Valletta, that's amazing.
You're no longer a co-host. I have to be nice to my guests. Hey, check out this promo. Yes. This is a bag of thumbtacks for the 500 millionth time today. We'll be back right after this.
Go on.
I question the existence of God and curse him in his son's name.
Jesus Christ.
That's right. Can there be no relief from life's daily struggles for someone like me?
It seems doubtful.
All I need is one reason not to slice my wrists and donate my body to necrophiliacs.
Ah, the old commit suicide and donate your body to the sex pervert's dilemma. We have all been there.
have we?
Sure we have. I have hope for you, stranger. Let me tell you my tale.
Okay.
Not too long ago I was a mess. No direction in life. Casually working my way across Vegas, eating dirty diapers found in one trash can or another, shooting Drano into my veins for a cheap high, masturbating with bags of thumbtacks.
Bags of thumbtacks?
Yes, I just needed to see if I could still feel. I heard a voice in my head. It told me to go to Los Angeles and find something really, really tall to jump off of and end my life. Splat.
Was it the voice of God?
Probably. Anyways, I had to give 18 BJs to hitchhike from Vegas to LA. No friends, no family, no loved ones, just me and the belief that I would end it all by killing myself by jumping off a bridge.
Suicide, just like me. Except for the thumbtacks part.
Yes, except for the thumbtacks. As I stood on the bridge looking down at the 300-foot plunge that would bring death's sweet relief, I heard other words flood my brain.
Was it the voice of God?
No, no, no. It was from a car radio speeding past me.
What did you hear?
I heard the voices of three friends that I knew could pull me through to happiness and fulfillment. I heard the radio show Grand Theft Audio.
Grand Theft Audio Radio?
Yes. With the kings of internet radio, Jake, Brandt, and Carl. Ever since they first entered my ears, they have changed my life. I am happy now. Even though I know that not one single soul on this planet cares for me, I know that for at least a few hours a week I can pretend that I have friends.
Sounds magical.
And they have friends. Celebrity friends. Like Cheech and Chong. Mike Maron. Paul F. Tompkins.
Wow, amazing.
Bobcat Goldthwait. Brett Ernst. Matt Walsh. Russ Gutin.
Wow, even Uncle Russ?
Yes, even Uncle Russ. But that's not it. So many other stars too, and they were always there for me to hang out with.
Sounds pretty expensive.
No. These men are like angels, slutty angels, just giving it away for free.
Free? Even I can afford that.
Yes, we all can.
So how do I find this life-altering happiness?
Go to GrandTheftAudioRadio.com and listen anytime. New shows, old shows. And how to thank them for being so generous with their jokes and companionship.
I will do it. I will go to GrandTheftAudioRadio.com and start truly living today.
Would you first like to try my bag of thumbtacks?
No.
Come on, it really makes you feel like you are alive.
Pass, I think I will just go to GrandTheftAudioRadio.com and see how that works out for me.
Your loss, more thumbtack loving for me.
I have to go now. You are freaking me out.
I understand. The world looks down on a man who can't kick his spiky metal love addiction. May Grand Theft Audio Radio be with you, my friend.
May Grand Theft Audio Radio also be with you, friend.
You are listening to Skid Row Studios.
You're 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 listening to
Skid Row Studios. You're listening to Skid Row Studios.
I'm not doing it with you.
Please do it with me.
Fuck that.
Can you please have sex with me?
At Skid Row Studios?
At Skid Row Studios.
Maybe.
Okay. Only when no one's looking, Carl, am I making that face at you.
Wow.
Hey, this is Jake Belcher.
And I'm Brandt Thoman.
Along with our guests.
Carl Kozlowski.
Luke Curry.
And we know we're messing around here on Fuck Around Friday, getting ready for the holiday tomorrow that celebrates five flavors of mayonnaise. What are your five tomorrow's Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
You guys are clever.
Five flavors of mayonnaise.
That's if you're a white boy.
Clever, man. I never would have thought of it if you had told me. It never would have crossed my mind.
What does Cinco de Mayo mean to you, Luke?
It means drinking with some Mexican people. You
know? Yeah.
There's
always a way to go about it.
The Mayweather-Cotto fight is tomorrow on Cinco de Mayo. So
that looks worth watching.
Yeah, I'm going to be somewhere checking that one out.
You know, it's funny. My gig at the Paso Duna Weekly, I had to write about what's going on in Cinco de Mayo. in town and one of these lame roundup stories. And but it was funny, like there's almost nothing. And I'm like, why not? And I'm asking this Latino activist, he goes, because Latino people don't really celebrate Cinco de Mayo. He said, this is a bogus holiday that's been like totally blown out of proportion by white people.
It's a white man's drinking holiday.
It's a drink.
We just need a reason to.
He's like, the real holiday is Mexican Independence Day in September. So just a little tidbit. Well, but
still drink on Cinco de Mayo.
Do we really believe there was a St. Patrick? Come on. We just needed a day to be able to go, oh, okay, let's have a drink.
Beer Christmas.
Even St. Valentine in that day. That's just the shell champagne for the ladies.
Oh, man.
It's how about Easter?
They love it, too.
Wow.
Well, I am not really going to do anything big and exciting because it is Cinco de Mayo. I'm not somebody who's going to be like, oh, I got to eat a worm out of a bottle today or celebrate in whatever other traditional way there is.
And I'm not going to want to be on the roads after a certain time.
No.
They're going to be out in force looking for you if you've been drinking.
Yeah.
I think so. CHP always is.
What was that song, Carl? Carl, I'm trying to sing that song again.
I was just doing like the horns, you know, the mariachi horns.
I thought it was an entire mariachi after the show today.
Okay, one at a time.
Yeah, it was an entire mariachi in one. Yeah, just like the whole leg sign.
Yeah, I don't have that bump on me, but
I could do it over. Anyway.
Have you guys seen the new Sam Jackson Siri commercial?
Yes, I have. Where he starts off by asking her to cancel golf because it's date night.
Cancel golf day. It's date night. And he's like, find me a store where I can get some organic mushrooms for my risotto. Because that's the first thing you think of about Samuel Jackson. He's at home making risotto with organic mushrooms.
I've heard his recipe spectacular. It's just awesome. If they're going to really focus on it on that commercial, then...
Have you seen his wallet? It's the one that says... Bad motherfucker.
Did I ever share the story of how Sam Jackson gave me the penitent look of death?
Oh, he's always given that look.
I know, but I'm saying, man, if you're gonna get in a room with Sam Jackson, you want him to scowl at you.
What moment of his life did you ruin, Carl?
Okay, so 2009, I believe, maybe 10. Lakeview Terrace movie comes out, but actually a pretty good flick. And he plays like a reverse racist cop. Like he's a black cop who can't stand interracial couples.
Before you get started here for a second, may I ask why we call that reverse racism?
Well, it's racism, period, I guess.
So I know, but
I don't know, because usually you think white people hating on blacks or Latinos.
That is what you think, because you are a white racist.
Oh.
You only see everyone
saying.
You're
a racist, sir.
So I'm not sure what your whole reverse racism bullshit is.
Okay, I don't know. But continue, people say that term, because Spike Lee has yelled about it before. That's no such thing. So I go to the press junket for this movie, and everybody's asking stupid questions. You know, like, so, do you like to golf? Because he's famous for golfing, or do this and that. And I'm just sitting there going, I'm here for a story about this, because it was a ripoff of an Andre Coleman article about an interracial couple that was harassed by their neighbor.
I don't think that's publicly been said yet. I know it's been on the back burner many times, but I don't think that's publicly been said yet.
Okay, yeah, well, just for legal safety, I guess we'll say it. It's allegedly. But I called the writer, and he... got all nervous and, it was in the paper. I read about it. It's public. So anyway, So Sam Jackson's promoting the movie and having all these stupid questions thrown at him. And I said, well, you know, this movie, deals with, race in an interesting way. And so Sam was wearing these sunglasses and he takes them off and looks at me like, you know, all, you know how Sam Jackson gets all crazy looking, and he's just like, yes. And this one woman, pseudo film critic that was there goes, I knew somebody would go there. And I'm like, what do you think? The whole movie's about this. And then Sam goes, he's right. And so then I'm like, oh, so I'm all relaxing. And he's like, you know, giving me credit. And then, so I asked him, something about race. I wish I could remember exactly what it was. But then Sam just looks at me and he goes, what kind of question is that? And he just looks at me and I start turning like six shades of purple in fear. And then finally, everybody's like sitting totally tense around the table. Like 5-10 seconds go by and Sam is like, I said, what kind of question is that? And I'm like, I'm sorry. And then, he starts laughing. He goes, I'm just fucking with you. And then he sat back and gave me an answer.
Nice.
Yeah. So.
Well, we better hope that phones don't become too good, because it could just be like, Siri, intimidate white people for me.
You got that honky from Pasadena over here.
What other things does he ask for in the Siri commercial?
He asked her to remind him in 30 minutes to put his gazpacho on ice.
Because nobody likes hot gazpacho.
Nobody likes hot gazpacho.
Wow, this is amazing.
You haven't seen this commercial?
I don't watch commercials. Like,
I haven't seen it either.
Is it during a Laker game or something that we saw?
It comes on, like...
Because only black people are in commercials during the Laker game.
No, it's the only place that I know that guys watch commercials anymore. I mean, like...
it's can't fast forward.
It's been on throughout the playoffs a lot.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But so is the other one with Zooey Deschanel, where she's like, is it raining?
Oh, that's so dumb.
You can look outside and see.
I need tomato soup.
Siri.
Yeah. Wait, they have soup in that one also?
Yeah. It's just like, tomato soup. I don't want to go outside in the rain. It's like, you know what, bitch? You got like $1 million an episode. Why don't you go get an umbrella?
Yeah.
Has Apple secretly bought like all the soup companies in the world and they're trying to secretly advertise soup on their commercials?
I don't know what it is. I don't really like soup particularly, unless it's made like very well.
I'm not a big fan of soup. I love soup.
I love specific types of soup.
I have one in particular that I fucking love and would kill somebody for. It's from your old restaurant that you used to work at.
That beef chowder.
Jesus chowder. Christ. Mm-hmm. It's so good. I mean, amazing. And I would think about killing somebody just to get the recipe of it.
Where is the restaurant?
It's in Montrose. It used to be the Ocean View Bar and Grill. I don't know what it's become now, but it's gone through a couple of different owners since I worked there. But the chef at the time, she was a little Italian woman who she did the entire menu, and that one soup. She also had
I've never seen it anywhere else.
Right, exactly. And she did make an amazing potato leek soup too, which was the first time I'd ever had that soup, and it was just like, oh my God, this is a really wonderful soup. But those two were spectacular there. I also like a really good split pea soup, not like the one that's up in the middle of California there near Solvang.
Anderson's.
I've tried that stuff and it's like, I don't see what the appeal is. My mom or my grandma can make a better split pea soup, and you know, I'll enjoy it all that much more because they made it.
Right.
You know, Anderson's just doesn't.
That's one of the things I make bomb ass. I make some bomb ass.
Split pea soup.
Split pea soup, yeah.
Oh,
claim to fame.
That's interesting. You make something called bomb ass. I'm like,
That's what you get after you eat one of my bachelor creations. I have a whole line of bachelor creations.
Bachelor creations.
Fish sticks and applesauce.
Mmm, delicious.
Yeah. Well, you know, all the fast food companies, that's all they're doing is like making stuff that high people would eat, like the fucking pizza with the hot dog crust.
Yeah.
What?
You seen this? You haven't seen this, Carl?
No.
Pizza Hut. You know that they've been fucking doing the stuffed cheese.
Yeah.
Right.
They've upped it a notch to hot dog now. And you get mustard drizzle with it.
What?
There's little hot dogs in the crust?
No, there's a hot dog in the whole round crust of the pizza.
It's like a tiny little kielbasa that's all the way through.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they haven't found a way to kill us yet with a large pizza.
Well, because I know they've also now changed their stuffed crust to have the little stuffed crust bites.
They haven't changed it. It's an additional thing.
Like, it's a new thing.
Yeah.
Okay, because you can take those little pieces off. So that's why I thought you were like, oh, they're like little corn dogs on the side of a pizza. Dude, you pop those off.
It's like the full fucking dog around.
Is KFC still doing those disgusting, like,
hey, hold on.
Oh, sorry.
Did not use KFC's name in vain like this. I mean, let's talk reverently about them. Is KFC still blessed us with the beauty that is the
original recipe?
No. We're not talking about chicken. We're talking
down.
About weird creations.
What's in this thing?
Tell them.
The double down is amazing, dude. Yeah. It's so good. It's two boneless chicken breasts, and between it is four slices of bacon, three slices of cheese, some type of...
Isn't there a slice of ham in there, too?
No ham in it.
There's no ham.
Got the bacon. Yeah, but there's some type of sauce in it. It's kind of like a Thousand Island in it, but a little bit tangier. It is so good. I want to go eat one right now.
What I want to know is, when people were talking about... I don't know if that... Was that the one people were freaking out about? Because people were going,
that was definitely
that's
the
insane.
One people were freaking out about.
Well,
I've never heard anyone speak so reverently.
Dude, it's good, man. And now the fact that they have joined up with Taco Bell, and I can eat those and a couple of those Doritos tacos.
Oh,
the Dorito taco is good.
What is that?
It's a taco shell.
It's got the Dorito like dust on it.
Yeah, like nacho cheese taco. It's so good, man. Look, I get high so much that this stuff is really good.
Well, what I was going to say is that I think that KFC, their fan base has been dying off because of this stuff, because I've never, it's rare to see a fast food restaurant go under. I've seen two prime locations of KFC disappear in the last
couple months.
Did
they turn into medical marijuana shops?
No. I know about that one in Palms, but no, this is on Vine near Fountain, gone. KFC gone. And then on Sunset near Fairfax, gone.
Oh, and the one in Mammoth, that closed down too.
Really?
Yeah. I think their customer base is dying because of the stuff they're
feeding. That's just because it's California and everybody's all, I'm on that healthy Whole Foods bullshit. They don't want to eat that KFC.
I think it also is like, since you have Taco Bell and KFC in the same place, you don't need two shops in that town. You just put them into the one shop.
Even better, just waddle into one spot.
Yeah.
You don't need to go across the street, well, big
dude, have
boy.
You ever,
there's the trio. You can go to a place that's going to have Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, and KFC all in the same basic store, and they have almost the entire menu for everything there, too.
I mean, have you ever had like a Big Bel Grande burrito and then put gravy on it?
Oh.
It's incredible.
Holy shit.
Bro.
I'll get out of here, Carl. If that shit was in front of you right now, you would eat it and not even think
so
about
it.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, like,
you'd be dipping, you'd be taking that burrito and dipping it into the gravy.
How do I drink this gravy, sir?
And the gravy would be dripping off your chins. I mean, it would just be...
Chins. Oh, okay. Just be, slip that extra S in there, the plurality of my chin.
Oh, accident?
Not.
Okay, yeah, that's probably true. That is, okay, it is true. So, Luke, we were talking about before we came in here, movies this weekend. We were talking about the Avengers, and I asked Carl a question that you're probably more equipped to answer.
Okay. Gee, I wonder why.
Okay, so we're talking about last week's movie.
We're talking about the superhero junk, obviously.
Okay.
I know.
Okay. You gotta have nice junk as a superhero. You're gonna be wearing those spandex tights.
Well, just an area that you'd know more about than Carl. That's what we're saying.
Oh. Yeah, I've seen...
Better equipped.
I've seen my fair share of junk, Carl.
Okay.
You haven't seen junk?
Sure. I look for it all the time.
Okay.
No, that's not where I was going.
That's what happens when you disappear for 8 hours with E and you're like, what happened?
Yeah.
Hey, you were checking out everything's junk in the place, man.
What can I say?
Yeah.
I'm familiar.
Yeah.
It was really the groomsmen that you freaked out, not the bridesmaids. You're trying
maybe
to cover
I mean,
yourself.
I think they would have told me that. There's probably some pictures and video that I haven't seen that they're like, oh, well, let's just watch that video. Luke doing this, 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 and this.
Nah, some dude would have been like, yeah, you could get together with me because dudes are creepy. Okay, so last week's number one movie was Think Like a Man.
Think Like a Man, which I still didn't see. I know I said
it's
I was
going to
see
it. It's a good movie, man. You got to check it out.
But I still haven't seen it yet.
So there's nothing else really big opening this weekend or holding over that's going to fight off this week's movie, The Avengers.
Avengers, yeah.
And so we're like, is The Avengers going to have like a, do you think that's going to have a big... want or impact in like the black community? Like, is that something that...
I mean, everybody I know wants to see the shit. It looks awesome. There's fucking like 8 superheroes in it. So, yeah. I think black people are going to go see The Avengers.
Over Think Like a Man?
Well, if they haven't already seen Think Like a Man, I think they'll probably go see Think Like a Man as well. It'll be one of those days, like what I'm going
to
do.
Yo, honey, let's sneak to another theater.
Where I just fucking sneak in, like, all right, I'm going to see Avengers first, though, because I'm more excited about
it. That's the one you'll actually pay for the ticket for?
Yeah, I'm going to pay for that.
It's going to be easier, I think, to sneak into Think Like a Man.
Yeah.
Because everyone's going to be packed in that theater.
Everybody's going to be in Avengers.
If you're taking up a seat inside the Avengers, they're going to find you. They're right, like, sir, can we please see your ticket? We don't remember selling it. You bought Think Like a Man, sir. We know.
Right. Yeah.
We have you on videotape.
Yeah, so I'm going to do that. I might do that today, actually, because I don't want to go see it over the weekend. It's going to be just a shit show.
Yeah, so probably about 4 or 5 o'clock today, you get a pretty good chance of it not just being little kids in your lap. And
right.
Or the things that Carl's into.
Or the first one of the day, like the 12:15, 12:30, something like that. So
that's going
to
be the
get in there before the kids have a chance to get out of school.
That's not even the first of the day. There were there were showings at 2 a.m., 4 a.m., 8 a.m., 10 a.m., I mean, this goes back to like the 95 or something, where it's been a long time since you've had a movie that started running around the clock like this one is scheduled to do.
So this shit's going to make like $300 million.
Probably.
Well, you weren't in here when we talked about it. It's already just worldwide. It was released 10 days ago around the world, and they've made $285 million.
Jesus.
Just off of the foreign ticket sales. And
we were talking about it earlier, the little teaser at the end that, that you always have after the credits. Well, that wasn't part of the movie that the rest of the world got. They're sending that little bit to them now to add to the end of the film to get people to come back and see it again.
Brilliant. So you're marketing. Saying you got to stay to the end of the credits is what you're telling me?
Yeah.
You have to stay for the secret tag, and then you think it's over. Then you have to stay through more credits, and then there's another tiny little scene at the end. So there's actually two tag scenes now.
Nice. I'm more excited about Dark Knight, I got to say.
Really?
I have a... Batman, the first Batman, was like one of the first movies I ever saw, like in the theaters.
Uh-huh.
So, and then they do the whole thing in the trailer now that's like since Inception, like all of Chris Nolan's movies have that big tuba sound that they play. So it's like you have the thing where it's like Alfred's like, I'm not going to bury another Wayne. Whoa. Oh my God, is Batman going to come back? I don't know. Whoa. You know what I mean? They do that whole thing.
How appropriate that we're talking about this. Today is International Tuba Day, where it's like you're supposed to appreciate the instrument and all that it brings into our lives.
Wow. Yeah. Tubas get mad love. I used to be in the band in high school, marching band. I had to march.
Did you, I'm sure you didn't, play the tuba?
I played the trumpet.
Oh, that's
a cousin.
A doper instrument, no doubt.
Still in the brass family. Mm-hmm. Did you guys play anything?
We also haven't had a chance to wish you happy Star Wars Day.
Thank you. May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
You know what? I just heard about that the other day from a girl in the bar. She was like clowning me because I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah. You're a young guy. Have you actually seen all the Star Wars movies?
Yeah, I have. I saw them late. One of the bits I do in my act is that a lot of people when I was growing up would tell me, Luke, I am your father. But I didn't see the Star Wars until I was like 16. So they're walking up to me saying shit, and I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then they wouldn't explain it. They would just laugh and walk away. I'm
expect
like,
you that you are, know it, yeah.
You guys are really confusing the shit out of me now.
That is one of my favorite jokes of yours, you know.
Thank you, man.
It's a damn good one. Do you have any appearances this weekend?
The big thing I have going on right now is... I'm in this thing, the Miller Lite Comedy Competition, which is all online right now, the first portion. If you go up to www.standupitsmillertime.com and you go down to the Charlotte division, that's the division I'm a part of, you can click and vote for your boy. So please, if you have
Are you guys going to have like head-to-head matchups? Because you're like in the Charlotte division and you're going to go up against somebody else who's like in the the New Orleans division or something?
Yeah, it's New Orleans, Atlanta, Chicago, and Charlotte.
Nice.
And then they're going to pick, I think, four from each one to do a show in the city. And then they're going to pick one from the city to do a show in Vegas, the final show.
Oh,
and
cool.
Kevin awesome. Hart is the special guest judge.
Love Kevin.
So, sweet. Should be a pretty cool thing. It's the voting lasts from now until June 25th, so you can go online every day.
Vote early, vote often.
Hey, man, we'll have to make you one of our, like, GTA comics of the week and start pimping you out on here. And
pimp me out, bro. I'm all about being pimped out, swagged out.
Try to get some groundswell.
Yeah. Well, right now I'm the top comic in Charlotte.
So. Hell yeah, man. That's awesome.
You know what I mean? Just trying to keep kicking ass.
As well, you should be. You are a hilarious dude. We love having you around.
Thank you for having me. I love coming here, man. You guys are great.
It's the best. Especially hey, Carl, what do you still got to do? What do you got to pimp out this weekend? Anything beyond tonight? We'll get back to those again.
There's something. What the hell? Oh, Sunday.
Sunday.
No, that's something else. Never mind.
Something else.
Yeah, nothing else for tonight. That's all. Yeah.
Okay, well then, in case people tuned in late, give us the 30-second version of it again.
Okay, tonight at 8 o'clock in Encino, 5011 White Oak Avenue at the Our Lady of Grace Parish Hall.
Parish Hall.
But a cheesy location, but amazing comedy show for good charities. And it's just $10 because they're trying to fill the place. They sold like half the tickets at full big price. And
half the tickets.
Wendy Liebman and like 10 other amazing acts, or 9 other amazing acts, and director Tom Shadyac of every great movie that Jim Carrey did, and The Nutty Professor by Eddie. So he's going to be on stage. Very funny guy.
What's going on in Santa Monica?
And in Santa Monica, the West Side Comedy Theater, 1323 A 3rd Street Promenade. There's three stories with... amazing talent as well. Guest host Matson Perry of the Moth and the Rock or the Risk shows. And then Dylan Brody, who's been on every stand-up and storytelling thing known to man on TV. Beth Lapidus, creator of the Young Cabaret. And Antonio Sacre doing his thing. So that's also amazing.
Wait a second. Did I just not hear Tobolowsky?
Oh, Tobolowsky. Oh, Jesus.
What did I say? He's like your biggest name.
Oh, my God.
He's like your biggest name. And you're
I know. And here, I just had Manson ask me, hey, who's on the thing? And I got to tell him Tobolowsky. He was just going to order, and I got Antonio for some reason in my head. Yeah, so it's Tobolowsky. Steven Tobolowsky, Ned Ryerson from Groundhog Day. And that's going to be fantastic.
We've had him on before. That dude is a hell of a storyteller.
Yeah.
So that is a treat. If I could only go out to one of those shows tonight, I would go to Carl's Catholic comedy show. But if I can go out to two of those shows, I would go out to Carl's Three Stories in Santa Monica.
Wait, that show's tonight?
Yeah, they're both tonight. And Three Stories has been kicking ass like really well. So the owner, I said, dude, I got this other gig. And he's like, hey, you can't cancel the show. That's like one of the best shows in the club. So they wouldn't let me. So it's nice to be in a position where people wanted something that bad.
Yeah,
that they begged for a guest host to keep it going.
How about you, Brand? What should people know about this weekend?
The Pinata Hour has Drinco de Mayo at 3040 West Sunset Boulevard at Los Globos in Silver Lake. It is free before noon. It starts at noon.
Holy shit.
And it's $6 after that. Three stages with a good 24 bands playing over the entirety of the day.
And if you want to come out, you can also check our studio engineer. She's got her band out there this weekend. Mm-hmm. Bastidas. Yeah, I know we say it wrong.
Wow.
So that's pretty awesome.
And the first 100 get free beer dart tickets.
Dig it.
So
Sunday, I'm going to spend my day mostly in a drunken stupor watching the Lakers continue on their fight through the playoffs. Have either of you guys been paying attention?
Buzz.
Yeah, been watching all of those games.
I don't have
a job. So.
How them Bobcats doing for you, man?
Oh, we're fucking sucking it up, buddy. It's not looking good.
You get that 50% chance of having the number one pick. Woo!
Yeah, I don't. They need to blow the whole thing up, man. It's just not going to get better.
What's your take? Should Jordan stick around there longer? Is he the problem? Because you hear that.
I think he's the problem. Yeah, I think he's got a lot of people around him who aren't telling him what he should do.
Gee, Mike, you're the greatest. Like, you can't possibly make a bad move.
He's hearing what they want him to hear.
Yeah, it's just everybody wants to keep their job, and they're scared to tell him, like, look, we got to fucking fix this shit, or we're not even going to have a team.
Yo, man, you need someone who can, like, bounce the ball.
Right,
like, if you find someone, like, well, look, we're not even talking about dribbling yet. Okay? Just, like, can they bounce the ball, and then, like, we'll move on from there.
I mean, for one of the greatest players in history to have a team that has had the worst record in history
of any sport. Granted, there might be a little asterisk because it's a shortened season, but it's still.
I mean, who wouldn't want to play for Michael Jordan? You know what I mean? Like, if you're thinking about a franchise, goddamn, like,
yeah,
it would seem like there'd be a lot of pressure to follow him and try to live up to what he does, though.
Right, that's true.
It would be like getting hired by Richard Pryor to write jokes, and he just sits up in the audience and laughs every night.
Like,
that would be rough.
Yeah, and you wouldn't get any funnier because you'd be like, fuck you, Richard Pryor's at my show and he's telling me I'm great, and then you're just doing your same thing all the time.
If the best tells me that I'm doing great, then why do I need to do any better?
Right. Yeah.
But I totally am loving this Lakers run. I think that it's amazing to see the jump in Bynum. I mean, from
Bynum and Kobe. Kobe still looks great. Everybody wanted to count him out at the beginning of the season, like he was going to be shitty or he didn't still have it. But he's, you know, been consistently scoring and averaging like 35 points.
Was in the run for the scoring title.
Yeah.
And chose not to go out there on a day where he probably could have gone out there and easily scored. Because they were going up against the Kings in that last game.
Right.
And they would have just surrounded him with all of those backups that they had. And he would just be taking shot after shot. Scores 38 points, get the title. But he didn't want it.
He didn't do that.
He was smart, you know. Let's take it easy. Let's get ready for the playoffs. And
they have a legit shot because, I mean, so many people have gotten hurt all year.
Yeah.
I mean, like, marquee guys just fucking eating it. I feel really bad for Derrick Rose.
Yeah, Chicago is just...
What the fuck are you going to do now?
I mean, I'm really hoping we're going to get a chance to face off against Oklahoma City in the second round. I mean, that'll make a great series.
Great series.
And world peace will be back for some of that at the very least.
Well, unfortunately, it's probably not going to happen, but it would have been pretty sweet to have met the Clippers in the Western Conference Finals, but I just don't see them getting all the way through it. I just don't see it happening.
Well, if they win, they're going to wind up having to face off against San Antonio, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, and San Antonio just
looks... San Antonio's fucking unbelievable right now.
Yeah. Have you been paying much attention to hockey?
No.
Wow, what a surprise.
No hockey, man. I mean, I've tried. Carolina, the Hurricanes were good a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it back then, but I haven't been paying attention.
I was the same way with the Kings two decades ago when you had
Gretzky
and Robitaille and Rudy, nice. and they went on that their first attempt at a Stanley Cup. And I mean, Jake and I got to go see games throughout different series, like two series, the first two series. Awesome. And it was amazing hockey, and we're seeing it again. I mean, right. These guys have really stepped up for squeaking into the playoffs. They certainly are showing every other team that did well in the regular season that they're just as legit.
So they're looking pretty good, you're saying.
Well, they won 4-1 against the number one seed, and they're up 3-0 on the number two seed. Okay. So
maybe I need to start watching a little fucking hockey.
Well, like Jake said, he's not going to tune in until probably the finals. Okay. And if they're there. If they're not, then he'll probably tune in for maybe game 7 if there is a game 7.
Right.
I mean, I'll probably tune in for U-Porn. That seems more likely for where I'm going to be at. Okay, so hey everyone, we remind you out there to keep it safe this weekend. You don't want to get crazy. You don't want to have to spend any time in jail because you decided you needed to be a jack off and drive home. Like,
call a fucking car.
Yeah, I mean, find an online prostitute you have to pay for. I mean, do something that keeps you off the road that doesn't make you a statistic on Monday morning.
Yeah, check us out on Facebook. Facebook is Grand Theft Audio. Also follow us on Twitter. And we have our own website with GrandTheftAudioRadio.com. If you want to get anything else about us and see what we've got coming up, we do have a great show coming up in just a couple of weeks down at the Westside Comedy Theater on the 19th, I believe, correct?
Yeah, yep. J. Chris Newberg, we're going to have the rest of the lineup up in the next couple of days. So
that last show was fucking awesome, guys.
Yeah, thank you, Luke. That was funny.
Luke, website? Or place to follow you?
You can just find me on Facebook, facebook.com/Luke Curry.
Carl? America's Funniest Reporter.
America's Funniest Reporter.